This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, Congressman, we've seen mixed reactions on the Hill tonight, too. We've had critics and supporters, both Democrats and Republicans. It's been a mix of people who have different interests and concerns about what we've done tonight. We've heard even from many who supported the strikes tonight saying it's time for the president now to come and sit down and explain to Congress and the American people exactly what the plan is moving forward in Syria. What would you like to hear from him as a lawmaker?
Well, I think just a couple of weeks ago, the president was signaling that he was willing to do that. He wanted to come forward. He wanted to hear from Congress, and he's correct in that assessment. The chemical use changes that. It's always within the authority of the president to protect the national interest of our republic when it comes to weapons of mass destruction. And so, and the fact that he did it with our instruments of national power and he did it with our allies, this is a very strong signal. And even if we had Great Britain and France, we've had support from a large global community. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be Russia and Iran right now trying to defend an untenable position. So in terms of Congress, let's have the discussions. But the president had already kind of opened some of that up a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Jason, how do you think that Putin is going to respond here, not only to the strikes, not only to the president saying, hey, listen, you've got to stop supporting Assad, and asking point blank the question to Russia and Iran, why would you want to support someone he calls a murderer who's taking the lives of innocent men, women, and children, his own people, in such a heinous manner? But he's also pointing the finger at Putin, saying, in 2013, you said these weapons were gone. This was your responsibility, essentially. This wouldn't have happened had you done your job. He's called him out publicly now. You know Putin's not going to like it.
Well, look, Putin's history is from the KGB. He's going to do it through lies and deception. He's already had his top lieutenants out there denying that there was even a chemical attack in the first place. Remember, this is a person who went into Crimea and just took it. He went into Georgia and took nearly 20%+ or so of the state of Georgia, signed a document saying they would withdraw. They never withdrawn. They've actually started to build up fortresses there. And so they will use every apparatus at their fingertips through lies and deception and propaganda to try to tell people that the United States is wrong and that this was a rightful and just act and that the United States is, again, a warmonger. But you know what? One other thing I want to say, Shannon. I am so proud of the men and women who serve in our military. They go and they do with their president, no matter what party he's in, and they get the job done. And by all accounts, they did a wonderful job tonight executing on what the president needed to have done.
And both of the gentlemen sitting with me here tonight in the studio are men who have served our country in that way. Congressman, yes. What does it mean to our men and women who have to carry out this mission to know exactly what they're doing and exactly what's going to be expected of them long term?
Well, I think what would be going through my mind if I were still serving, participating in this operation, you wouldn't have any reservations about what this was about tonight. When you see children with their lungs ripped out with chlorine gas, it's pretty clear. And so, that matters when you have clarity of the mission and what it's about as well.
And quick word from you, David, before we have to go to break.
Yeah, absolutely. The clarity of the mission is important. And that was, for this strike, it's there. I think going forward, they need to define what are we doing. And that gets the soldiers and everybody else behind it even more. But they're going to remain apolitical and do their jobs. That's what soldiers, airmen, sailors, they do.
Well, and meanwhile, we find that chemical weapon inspectors have been barred from the Duma site. So Syria, maintaining their story that they had nothing to do with this. And, of course, further inspection demonstrates that there may not have been sarin gas, but chlorine gas. Now, if chlorine is involved, then that requires a whole nother rewrite of the regulation of the law. Because that internationally, the sarin gas is one that they're concerned with. But, here it is, chlorine doing, ostensibly near the damage. I mean, you've got, almost 100 people that were murdered with this latest chemical attack by Assad, allegedly, upon his people. So we'll keep you abreast. Appreciate you joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. John Whitehead coming up next.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. It's also great to have our next guest, John Whitehead, an attorney and author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. Also author of the much-discussed book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. Those books go hand in hand, by the way, and you want to have both of those books in both hands, if you get my drift here. John, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, fine, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, I want to talk to you from your position as a constitutional attorney. The news that happened here this week with the FBI raid on the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
What's your response to that?
Well, they have to do a lot of background stuff. I don't know if you know that, but really clearly, the federal prosecutors applying for the warrant, they had to produce evidence to a federal judge that a federal crime has been committed, and two, they had to present evidence that that the crime could be found in the materials, and they actually have a what they call a taint team that'll go over the process here and supposedly sift out any material that doesn't apply to the actual warrant, but they got a search warrant and probable cause before a judge, so that usually is a much higher standard. And by the way, here the fellow who moved this forward was the assistant attorney general under Sessions, Rosenstein, who Mueller actually passed it off to him. So again, we just don't know. I mean, all we do is see the press reports about bank fraud allegations and stuff like that, but we just don't know. I would think that, again, I was involved in the Paul Jones case against Bill Clinton and had to face off against federal investigators, and it can be tough at times. So we were never implicated in any kind of fraud or anything. So this is they're claiming fraud here, and they had to present some kind of evidence to convince a judge that there might be probable cause to move forward, or the judge would not have issued the warrant. So it wasn't a raid on the offices. I've heard Trump saying that. It was not that. It was actually a judicial proceeding with a judge issuing a warrant. And, again, there's a lot of political stuff going on these days, and it's hard to tell exactly what's going on. But if this attorney involved Cohen, it has committed bank fraud or those kind of things, and it's clear from the judge is obviously convinced that they had enough evidence to go in and get some of the records. But the tank team that they're going to be employing will supposedly remove any kind of records or email stuff that does not apply to the actual allegations.
And hopefully any of that information is not leaked out, right?
But as I know in Washington, people that have contacts with the press like to leak, and especially if they have a political enemy. But the kind of strange thing here is that everybody involved in this is a Republican. So it isn't the Democrats versus Republican. These are all Republican appointees. So.
Mm-hmm. So as far as the even the Attorney General out of New York that is processing this as well.
Yeah, I think that what Mueller has done, and it's a good move in terms of PR and stuff. He's basically shoved it off to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go ahead and do their analysis, including the Assistant Attorney General under Sessions, who, by the way, has been under fire from Donald Trump. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
you know,
and this,
yeah,
is, this is a tough deal.
Homeland Security Advisor resigning today. I mean, it seems like people in the Trump administration are going here and there, and they're getting out quick. So, just a few people that I know working in and out of D.C. say now that the D.C. Things around the White House is a total mess in terms of how things are operating.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, it's been suggested for quite a while that even with the new chief of staff, John Kelly, that he's still not been able to get, all the cats rounded up here, that they're still running amok, because that... It's hard to go against the president's style, is what we understand, as far as what's being leaked to us.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to go against his style, and he doesn't have a what you would call an ambassador-type style. So, unfortunately, I wish that were true. I don't know. I mean, again, this was not a raid on office. This was something that went through a total, looked like a very objective judicial proceeding with a judge ruling they had probable cause to get some of these records. So that's what's happened. But as I've read, and these are just press reports, Cohen's been under investigation for quite a while for bank fraud and other things, campaign finance fraud. So we'll see. It may not even be related totally to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they were saying that initially
$130,000 payoff to that former, porn actress.
Just Stormy Daniels. Right, exactly.
And wasn't Trump new about that? He claims he doesn't.
Right. Know. Yeah. And there was supposedly another $150,000 that was received from some Russian oligarch that goes back to, 2015 or something?
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with the campaign whatsoever, seemingly.
And one reason I understand that Mueller passed it off to Rosenstein was Justice Department was because of the investigation of the Russian matter, so he separated that. So whoever's advising Mueller, is giving him as far as PR and legal, very strategical advice. I use the word strategical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use it because, he is under question here right now, and of course, probably with the soon-to-be-released James Comey book, is that going to shed even more light that may not be all that comfortable with for Mueller in terms of his objectivity? I mean, it's been in question from day one due to the fact that you've got a lot of Democratic operatives who have been very pro-Clinton.
Yeah, and the thing is, working out of Washington, D.C., the amazing amount of press that Mueller's getting, they love the press. I'm sorry. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we were in the Paula Jones case, when we had the various government operatives moving against us, they were in all on television every night and smiling a lot and getting a big kick out of it. So the press helps perpetuate this by not looking into it, but not talking objectively about it. But, they definitely have their position on Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, regarding Michael Cohen, it was always reported that he was very cooperative. Something must have happened to break off that cooperation for there to be executed this raid. Now, John, you said that it wasn't necessarily a full-blown raid. Was it a no-knock kind of raid? Because that was suggested as well.
No, they served a warrant, as I understand. I mean, no, you have to serve a warrant formally. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't trust what Trump's saying, because Trump, of course, is done right now. saying it was a raid. As I understood it, was, you know, you have to show up the door, knock on the door, and serve the warrant. And if you have to pass over, and Cohen knows that, once he served that warrant, he either passes over the materials or he could be in contempt of court.
Exactly.
And that would be another stupid charge for him to face. So if he had a good lawyer, he's going to pass it over. But here's the key. They're going to have what they call a taint team. It's going to be composed of lawyers who are going to go over it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make sure that if it doesn't relate to the particulars of the war, it will not supposedly be disclosed.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus. Who
It's After the Top, the Hour, just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Rutherford Institute's John Whitehead continues. John, I want to go and talk about the border. You've written about this, and people need to understand, in the spirit of Benjamin Franklin, who said those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, right?
That's correct. And again, you said go to our website at Rutherford.org and read my commentary that came out. It's called Slippery Slope to the Slippery Slope to a Constitution-Free America. Just looking at the facts of the situation, and just to give you the facts, you have to understand this. There are 60,000 Border Patrol employees. This is the amazing statistic. Only 12% of them actually work on the border. So what are the other almost 50,000 doing? And I was saying, if I were the president, I would say, hey, get those Border Patrol agents out there. Plus, here's the other thing that's amazing. They're hiring another 5,000 Border Patrol employees. And here's the key. Trump administration is paying a multi-corporation almost $300 million to vet and hire 5,000 more employees. Now, wait a second here. You have a 60,000 employee agency and they can't hire their own employees. We got to be paying a contractor $300 million to do it. So the thing that, you know, again, as a constitutional lawyer, people have to understand this. Extending 100 miles inland across the United States along the 2,000-mile southern border and the 4,000-mile northern border is what they call a constitution-free zone. It encompasses almost 200 million people. These are American citizens. And within that constitution-free zone, the government can, they conduct roving patrols around neighborhoods. They do traffic checkpoints at different roads. They fly surveillance drones over these areas. Within, and also, they can actually enter private property without a warrant. In other words, if they just have what they think is a tip, they can come into your home. So you have almost 200 million Americans living in a constitution-free zone, and now you have the military going in there. We have to be very, very careful, folks. This doesn't sound very good to me. And, again, if you have 60,000 Border Patrol employees and a little over 10% of them are just doing Border Patrol, instead of sending the military in, why didn't Donald Trump say, hey, send 5,000 to 10,000, get those guys on the line there, and they're hiring 5,000 more, and Trump's paying $300 million for it. Our taxpayer money, by the way. Mm-hmm. So there's some big questions here, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, why is he convinced that he needs to keep these other people in their administrative positions and not temporarily shuffle
them
to the border?
Yeah,
deploy,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
right.
I don't know. Maybe a fascination with the military. Trump seems to have, maybe he's going to have his military parade, and it's going to cost Americans $30 million. And listen, these people are dressed in riot gear. They're driving tanks. They have, like I said, drones, rubber bullets, hollow point bullets, assault rifles. And again, I've talked to people crossing the border, Americans, especially the southern border, and they talk to me about it. I mean, we've had calls from people who are just American citizens. They're grabbing their laptops out. They're forcing them into rooms with children. They're not very nice. And these are two American citizens, folks. And what I'm afraid of is, again, you're talking about 200 million people. We're acclimating people to living in a constitution-free area. And I don't like the sound of it. I'm sorry. It does not look good. And it looks like we're starting to repeat some really bad mistakes of former regimes.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, when you start militarizing people, this is when you get unintended consequences. People get hyped up. It's just like when you have a SWAT team come to your home, or somebody comes in and, you know, for a domestic dispute, 40% of those domestic disputes ends up with somebody getting shot. So now what's it going to be like when you've got all this adrenaline going to the border? And I understand your caution on this. What's the upside on this? Is there some upside that, these border agents actually go and, or the National Guard actually goes to do something? Because we have, I guess in a sense, some clear and present danger where you've got, 1,500 refugees looking to storm the border here.
Yeah. I think, again, you've got the agents, you've got the money. We're paying them, folks. It's your money going down the drain. I'm just, if I was the president, I'd say get up off your butts, get your gear on, and get on the board. I'm not sending the military because what did George Washington, Ben Franklin, Al Moore, and Thomas Jefferson don't have a standing army? We already have that, folks. We have 80,000 SWAT team raids occurring across this country every day with militarized police going through people's doors, shooting children, women, dogs on a regular basis. 80% of those were from mere warrant service where a policeman used to show up and just knock on your door. We have 120,000 armed agents from the Smithsonian Institution, IRS, FDA, all now have military equipment and SWAT team. 120,000 federal agents running around with hollow point bullets. Just blow your head off.
Exactly.
So we've militarized every facet of law enforcement. And I talked to former policemen who looked me in the eye, and they've quit over it. They've seen it.
Yeah.
I had a local police chief call me not too long ago, and he says, I'm tampering down my SWAT team. And I said, what? Why, sir? He said, because I just want to alert you. I read your stuff. He said, they crashed through the door a couple of nights ago in a home, and nothing had happened there. They did it with, you know, basically without a warrant, and it was a four-year-old playing on the floor, and a policeman put an AR-15 to the kid's head. He was 4 years old. He said, we're going bonkers. And we're teaching them the military style that you'd see in Afghanistan, and you don't treat American citizens that way, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, John, is there any covering whatsoever for Jerry Brown not sending National Guard to California and, you know, creating this sanctuary state?
It's, you know, you live in a state, folks. They do what they're going to do. The Oregon government, governor is not sending any troops to the national border. Governors can do that. As far as California, I'm not attacking California, but California is not in great shape right now, so in many, many different ways. But, no, I mean, if you're going to have different states do different things. If you don't like it, move to another state. And here's what I'm telling people. Listen, if you don't like the way it's going in California, you live out there, then act in your local government and fight back. The average American is watching 10 hours of screen devices a day. Turn off 50% of that and get active in your government. If you don't like the way Jerry Brown's handling things, then stop it. Remember the free words. How does the Constitution start? We the people. We are the people. Government.
Yeah.
It isn't the president. It isn't Jerry Brown. You're the government, folks. The reason we're seeing these things play out right now is because we're not acting like the government. We're acting like servants.
Exactly. And what are we turning over to our kids and grandkids, John? You and I have talked about this many times.
We're not turning over much to them because they don't even teach the Bill of Rights in the schools anymore. They don't even know what it is.
Right.
I mean, I talk to law students. They can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights. Yeah. They've taken constitutional
law. Well, amazing. Yeah. A recent survey said that 52% of the millennials out there believe that socialism is better than capitalism.
Hey,
that tells you what they're being taught.
44% of college students now believe that so-called hate speech is not protected by the Constitution. Well, they don't know what they're talking about. And 20% think you can use violence to stop people you don't agree with. Where does that lead us? Mob mentality? Where did we see that before? As I show in my book, Battlefield America, Nazi Germany. We're repeating some really bad mistakes. We better get our, you know, again, how you stop the things we're seeing today, have better schools. Teach the Constitution. Teach empathy and caring for other human beings.
Exactly. Well, John, I appreciate your time. Thank you as always. Where can they go to be in touch and to activate their citizenship and be a part of those three most powerful words, be the definition of those three most powerful words that are in our Constitution, we the people?
Go to our website at Rutherford.org. We're a nonprofit legal organization, and we'll give you a Bill of Rights card. We'll send it to you for any size donation. And you can read it, study it, and teach your kids at home because they can actually learn it if you teach it. It's only 462 words.
Exactly. Constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead, founder president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on Us, the American People, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals.
April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything that you need to know, because that's the way we roll. Keep you, keep you in mind as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And to this point, when it comes to your money, we've got America's Money Answers Man. Jordan Goodman is with us, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff in Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, as always, Bill.
Hey, always do our time together, and I think we have more fun than Mark Zuckerberg had yesterday.
I would say so.
A couple days ago.
He did not think when he was in his dorm room at Harvard that he was going to be testifying one day before the Senate, one day before the House, but that's what's happening here, and it's just a major controversy. And Facebook has been one of the leading companies in the stock market, and it's taken a real hit to reputation and stock price based on this whole Cambridge Analytica situation. But it's kind of opened this Pandora's box about the whole social media business model, basically.
And this is all, you know, this thing is quite interesting. It was okay in 2012 when he worked with the Democrats and President Obama. All of a sudden, I mean, it was a pay-to-play deal. I mean, in as much as that it was a deal, Cambridge paid for the information. And all of a sudden, all the progressives are screaming and yelling about it and crying out foul. And so what was the difference other than they just don't like Donald Trump?
That's a big part of it. I mean, but the big question is, what goes forward? Is there going to be legislation? Are there going to be regulations from the Federal Trade Commission? I mean, some people say that social media networks like Google and Facebook should become like public utilities, basically, which would ruin the entire entrepreneurial, freewheeling nature of what they do. But that's what some of the people in Capitol Hill are looking to do, is regulate them.
Yeah, it really will. It'll ruin it. I mean, you don't know. I mean, is there any evidence when the government has come in and regulated something that is better as a result? There might be a few. Yeah, go
electric
ahead.
Utilities are pretty, good. They do get you the power.
Right.
And I guess the airlines, I would say, having air traffic control is a good thing if the government runs that kind of thing. But not a lot of other things that I can think of.
Yeah, really. It's few and far between, that's for sure. But the other thing is that, it's coming out loud and clear, is that it has become, in a sense, a utility. And I think it's become even more powerful than Zuckerberg could imagine in his dorm room. I mean, it's one thing to connect people, but it's another thing to become a news service and as such a key influencer. I mean, my goodness, Jordan, I mean, when you and I were growing up, media companies could not have this kind of influence. And meanwhile, they find themselves way after the fact, they say they are government and Facebook and other institutions going, whoa, they are wielding an incredible amount of influence and power.
And money. I mean, a lot of the money that used to go to traditional magazines, radio, TV, newspapers, is all with Facebook and Google now. I mean, it's just literally tens of billions of dollars. So they've got a lot of financial clout as well as kind of influence clout, I guess you might say. So to take them down would really hurt the stock market. It would hurt a lot of shareholders who've made a lot of money with them. This is obviously where a lot of key employees, smartest people in the country, go to Google and Facebook. So they got to be careful with what they're dealing with here. I think it is good for people to have a sense of privacy. Although, do we have privacy? Does such a thing exist anymore? If you put up your birthday party and what you had for lunch and what your bowling scores, I mean, you're volunteering to put that out to the world. Do you think you have privacy if you set that up?
Right, exactly. I think privacy, yes, is part of it. But to me, the big thing is that it's an ideologue-driven institution. I mean, you know, what they're not addressing here is the corporate culture within the building, that humongous building there at Facebook. It is driven by liberals. And even though Zuckerberg, I mean, he had to smile within, you know, when they asked him about, checking the political affiliation of people before they hire. He goes, oh, we don't ask that question. Well, I think it's pretty evident. You walk in the building and you realize what you're walking into. I mean, you're not walking into the bastions of conservatism.
For sure. I mean, they say they have 20,000 people checking content, but only to prevent, racist things or violent, things like that. But, I mean, there have been cases where conservatives have been shut down because they didn't like what they said in version. I guess they considered that incendiary or something. But
well, of course.
Yeah.
And that was the whole question that Ted Cruz was asking. Who's moderating this?
Exactly.
You know, who's given you the badge to go ahead and moderate this? Well, this is all self-controlled.
But do you want the government to do it, Bill?
No, I don't. What I want is that, and what we've been saying for quite a while here, is that it's about time, in much the same way as the cable outlets, how they evolved. Remember, they were all run by liberals and the mainstream media and everything, and there was a choice, thanks to Roger Ailes and Fox News. Now you got that choice, and the free market will heal itself.
Well, I mean, there are conservative websites. There's a lot of conservative websites out there as well.
But Facebook is a platform.
It's a platform that people go after,
Right, exactly. But what I'm saying is there's got to be a matching platform, and that's what one of the senators was asking when he asked Mark Zuckerberg, do you have a monopoly here?
Right.
And he goes, well, it doesn't feel like it.
There is another Facebook directly. I mean, Google is certainly something like it, but Facebook is incredibly powerful. There's over 2 billion people around the world, or nothing even close to that.
No, absolutely no question whatsoever. But what's happening through all this exposure, Jordan, is people are realizing, I mean, privacy is one issue. The other thing is influence.
Right.
Do you really want to trust that Facebook is looking out for your best interest when it comes to information, especially in the political realm?
How are they going to stop? Okay, this whole Cambridge Analytica thing where people were having their information used for political purposes that they didn't know about. How are they going to stop that in the future without some censorship? It could go either way. But you're right. There's somebody at Facebook's going to say, this goes through, this doesn't go through.
Well, one of the suggestions is what you do is you say, look, if people are going to, if they're going to use your information, yes, Facebook's paid for it, but how about the, you know, the unknown or now known participants, how about we getting a little bit of kickback, you know, for the information that they're selling on us?
What people don't realize, Bill, is that the product of Facebook is you, the customer. Okay, they are selling you and the information about you to marketers and advertisers. And when people put all this information on there, they are showing what they're interested in. And that information is going to potential marketers to say, I want to sell them stuff because I know they're interested in it. That's why they're so profitable. But people putting stuff on there don't think they're the product because they are.
Yes, without a doubt. And this is, again, this is all part of the exposure that has taken place here and that, you know, needs to be worked out. Now, is that something the government will control? If it does, then what happens is then the government becomes the product.
Right.
We people no longer. We're edited out, right? So all the money, any money is going to go to the government. It's not going to come, you know, to the people who are deserving of it because we're the ones that
it's
are being.
Our information. That's right.
Exactly. We're being sold down the river here, so to speak. So
it's a very controversial situation, and Congress is not really well suited to handle something this complex. I mean,
they couldn't even ask the questions or understand the answers. I mean, you know, you start talking, you know, pipelines and platforms, and you see everybody, you know, you see most of the senators with deer in the headlight looks, and I mean, it's like, oh my goodness,
it's just to regulate. It's very complicated, but they're not up to speed. They don't even really understand what Facebook is about or how it makes its money, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to regulate it when you don't understand it is usually not a good combination.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're behind the ball here, and I don't know how they're going to catch up. What they're going to try to do is put some sort of Band-Aid for the 2018 midterms and 2020 elections.
Yes.
But, again, the ultimate solution, I believe, the one that could be win-win for everybody, and forget about Congress, forget about our government, is let the free market handle it.
Yeah.
Just like what happened with Fox News and the evolution of Fox News, there will be a matching platform that will be more fair and cause Facebook to change a little bit, but they're going to stay. I mean, they're so
dominant. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
well, dominant and set in their place. They're not going to change.
I mean, Facebook, I think, to some extent, is going to try to change the privacy settings and allow people to have a little bit more control. But the basic business model they have, where you give all your stuff for free, you can communicate, and then they sell that information to marketers, that is not going to change. You're right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jordan Goodman, Americans Money Answers Man, with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Jordan, good to hear from you and great insight here and good stuff here regarding Facebook. How can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time and always glad to help them, Bill.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with.
Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, love to hear from you. You can drop me a line. Good, bad, indifferent, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news girl. You go every time you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you see Sam's Corner there. And she is the one that shares with us every week the viral videos that make you laugh, they make you cry. And sometimes they just make you think, which is all good. Right, Sam?
That's right. I love them all.
Hey, like, well, that's great.
Make me laugh the most.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones are pretty good, too.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you got to have that good balance. But, yes, you appreciate them both, and it gives us a chance to get away from some of the seriousness that our country has been dealing with. And there's lots of seriousness going on right now, whether it's North Korea, you know, Syria, what's happening down in the south with the National Guard heading to the border, and we've got immigrants coming up from Central America. It's all a rather dangerous world, but in the midst of all that danger, we've got people being people, and some are very kind and compassionate and sympathetic, and we need to be reminded that, you know, that is a part of who we are, isn't it?
That's right. It's a part of so many people's lives, and every day there are people doing amazing things and kind things, and I'm glad to be the one to bring it to you every week.
Well, we appreciate all the effort, because you do the scouring of the highways and byways for all these great stories, like our first one that we're going to start out that involves a 7-year-old from Texas who becomes the youngest girl to reach the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, hiking in memory of her late father. Wow. And I like her line. She says, the higher I go, the closer I am to him in heaven. Oh, my goodness. Boy, if that doesn't grab your heart.
Doesn't that just grab your heart? You know, you just picture this young girl. And so she's actually from Austin, Texas, and her mom is a triathlete. Her name is Montana Kenny, and her mom's Holly Kenny, who's a former professional triathlete. So, you know, she had a mom who really knew what she was doing and got her trained. But what happened was her dad passed away back in 2013, so she was just 3 years old. And, you know, she overheard her mom talking last year about wanting to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. And she's like, you know, Mom, I want to do it too. And her mom's like, okay, let me sit you down and explain how difficult this is. This isn't just a normal hike that we'll take on a Sunday afternoon. This is something you have to prepare right. for. It's grueling. You know, it's going to take a lot of dedication and hard work. So, you know, after talking to her mom, she decided, no, I really want to do this. And her mom's like, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to train. So every week they would take, you know, 8-mile hikes on the weekend. And during the week, they would go on these long hikes as well and bring their friends along. And mm-hmm. she said they eventually, so they get to Africa, they go to Mount Kilimanjaro, and she said that it was freezing, their hair was freezing, it was wet, and there was a couple times on different days that Montana looks up and she goes, this is the best day of my life. This is just the best day.
Well, I'll tell you, could you imagine that experience, huh? Well, Sam, another one you got here for viral videos is a college professor is offering extra credit for students to go on dates. Really? What's all this about? Sam, can you hear me? Okay. Well, she got so excited. We lost her by the wayside. We'll reconnect here meanwhile. And, you know, appreciate you being with us here as, we go through these viral videos from the Good News Girl, you know, featured on Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And, you know, if you have any suggestions, by all means, do not hesitate to drop her a line and say, hey, Sam, check this one out, too, because she's scouring all over the place to get all these good news stories. So, well, here it is. We lost you there for just a moment. I was following up on that other story that you had regarding a college professor, Sam, offering extra credit for students to go on dates. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so actually, you know, I've heard a lot about this lately where, people like the younger generation of kids, they don't date like they used to. There's kind of like this hookup culture. Mm-hmm. And this Boston College professor wanted to combat that. Her name is Professor Carrie Conan. And she said that she thought it was maybe kind of due to the hypersexualized culture. But I just thought this was a really cool idea that she had. She offered students extra credit for going on dates. And there's a few rules to it, okay? Mm-hmm. So they have to ask people out in person. Mm-hmm. And they have to...
So it has to be with a live... It has to be with a live person, okay?
It has to be with a live person. And they have to ask in person. There's no texting, you know,
right,
when you go on a date with me. She wants you to ask in person, and she wants the person to know it's a date. And she's like, don't be afraid of rejection. You know, that happens sometimes. And I just thought it was really cool. You know, like, such a large percentage of the students had never, ever been on a date
at
all. You know, what they considered a date, they're just kind of part of a hookup culture. And, she said, you know, she thought it'd be...
When you say a hookup culture, you mean they just kind of like, they just run into each other and, you know, they run into each other at a mall. Next thing you know, they're kind of like just hanging out together kind of thing? Or,
they have the physical relationships, but they don't necessarily, you're not necessarily going on a date. You know, you don't, I've heard this a lot lately.
Oh, okay. So it's just, like you talk about the original wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, is what you're saying. No flowers.
Right. No flowers, no picking you up and taking you out and doing that kind of stuff. And I just think this is a great idea. She said it's not about meeting your soulmate. It's about having social courage and challenging yourself to be a little countercultural and do something you know you want to do. You know, it's kind of making yourself a little awkward, a little vulnerable. But, you know, I think dating's a wonderful thing.
It takes time.
It takes time.
So what's happening is these millennials, well, they just don't have time between video games and pressures of school. It's like, okay, well, I think I need to meet with somebody. So let's just, you know, we'll just hook up and, you know, and forget about the whole courtship or any kind of dating process because that's high maintenance, right?
That's right. And I think that, you know, one of her rules also was they go out and on a date and they have no physical contact. So it was like you're just getting to know this person and... Mm-hmm. You know, I always thought dating could be a really wonderful experience. And I've actually like seen several things pop up in the past week, articles talking about, or, you know, different people on Facebook even talking about what happened to dating. Why don't people go on traditional dates anymore? And I was like, I hope that's not something that kind of goes to the past. Cause I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's a great way to get to know people. And, you know, of course, there's only one person that will be the right person for you, but that's okay because you're going out and you're getting to know people and it's fun. And I think this is cool. They call her the dating professor. So.
That's funny. Well, I often tell the kids experience defines preference and dating is all part of that. You know, you find out the preference of the kind of person that you're looking for, you know, and you get to know somebody and, you know, it's like anything else. It's, you know, it's an adventure and it's, that's part of the fun. But kind of amazing that she has to, you know, walk kids through this and realizing that they're relationship-wise, they're deficient and they need some tutoring. This next one is a kind stranger helped her with kids on a plane, and then she finds him in Kansas. What's that?
Well, this is a really, you know, whenever Jessica Rudine boarded her flight, she had two small children with her, and one was a three-year-old and one was her four-month-old. So you can just imagine, this is their first flight together. It's very difficult. And she has both of them kind of crying. And she's going from Kansas City to North Carolina, and she's trying to figure out, she thinks maybe she might get kicked off the plane because, you know, there's so much noise being made. But she ends up sitting next to this wonderful man named Todd. She only knew him as Todd, and she knew he was from Kansas. And knew he had a son that graduated from college and different things like this, but she never even got his last name. But Todd takes his time, and he holds her baby, and he sits there, and he helps her little three-year-old girl get her movie started.
Mm-hmm.
And along the flight, he becomes just, you know, this little girl's best friend.
Uncle Todd.
Uncle Todd, that's right. Yes. And they end up having a layover in Charlotte. And they're going to the same final destination in Wilmington. He switches his seat on the next flight and sits next to her again so he can help her all the way.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he did this without a second thought. So Jessica decides, you know, I'm going to post on Facebook. I'm going to say what I know about him, see if I can find this guy. Well, she did. She ends up finding Todd, and they're going to reunite. Todd's wife was contacted. They were all so surprised.
I imagine. She said, hey, Todd, you did such a great job. You're going to be a built-in babysitter forever, you know? Hey, I mean, what are you doing for the next 16 or so years, right?
That's right. And, you know, she said she just felt like it was a blessing from God. And he's like, this is just, you know, I guess he had just kind of done this. And I feel like Todd does this kind of thing all the time.
Yeah, you kind of gather that, right? Yeah, it just flows that way, that's for sure. Hey, this pizza delivery, I mean, here you are, you're a pizza delivery man. You're delivering pizza, and all of a sudden you come upon people that need help. There's a fire in the house. I mean, what happened?
Okay, so Ralph Leader told the news station in Kentucky that he was delivering pizza to a mobile home park on Somerset when he saw the home on fire. So what he decided to do was he jumped out of his car and raced in and shut off the breaker, and he found the homeowner and one other person inside. He was actually not even supposed to be there that night, but he ended up staying late to help deliver pizzas. And, you know, he goes in and they credit him with saving not only the homeowners, but the home itself.
Oh, wow.
You know, so what a delivery.
Yeah, I hope they tipped him.
What a delivery. Oh, I hope that.
Yeah, really. I mean, after all, I just saved your burning house and your lives, and here's that's your right. pizza, by the way. Tip big.
Yeah, that's right. It was the fire was caused by an electrical problem, and, you know, he was just in the right place at the right time. So,
well, thank
like
God.
That, you know, you just have to.
Thank God for that one. Final story. You got a police ID, missing dog by talent for singing along to TV. Well, what's this about?
That's right. There was a Siberian Husky that was in Beersheba in Israel, and it had gone missing for about 6 days. The police officers bumped into it. They called the owners to see, you know, like to tell them they thought they might have found their Husky.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners said, well, if it sings along to Sheba or Arthur, then this is our dog. And there's actually an awesome video that people can check out of this dog. It wouldn't sing to any other song but these two. It's the CB theme song.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they knew it was a dog. It was pretty adorable.
Is that amazing? Well, you check it out. Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. The YouTube video is right there for you to enjoy, along with all these other viral videos and a couple more that we didn't get a chance to, you know, connect with. Samantha Amau on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Other friends, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com. Healthcare.